Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rice Higher Daily. Today, we're diving into something super important: building healthy boundaries with technology. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jake, isn't technology awesome? It connects us, entertains us, makes our lives easier. And yeah, it totally does all those things. But like anything else in life, too much of a good thing can become, well, not so good. Ever feel like your phone is basically glued to your hand? You know that feeling when you wake up and instantly reach for it, scrolling through social media before even having a sip of coffee? That's technology edging into our personal space, folks. And while it might seem harmless, it can seriously impact our focus, sleep, relationships, and even our mental health. So, how do we set those healthy boundaries and reclaim our time and attention? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you out. First things first, awareness is key. Start paying attention to how technology makes you feel throughout the day. Does it leave you feeling energized or drained? Focused or scattered? Identifying your triggers can help you pinpoint areas where you need to establish boundaries. Think of it like this: if a certain app or website consistently leaves you feeling anxious or unproductive, it's time to reconsider its role in your life. Second, schedule tech-free zones. This could be during meals, an hour before bed, or even just specific days of the week. Dedicate these times to activities that nourish your mind and soul: reading a book, taking a walk, connecting with loved ones face to face. You'll be amazed at how much you enjoy being present in the moment without constant digital distractions. Third, ditch the notifications. Seriously, those little red badges can be super addictive. Turn off unnecessary notifications on your phone and email. You don't need to be alerted every time someone likes a picture or posts a comment. Trust me, the world won't end if you miss a notification or two. Fourth, create physical distance. This doesn't mean throwing your phone out the window, though that might feel tempting sometime. It means being mindful of where you keep your devices and how often you reach for them. For example, leave your phone in another room while you work or have dinner with family. This simple act can help you stay focused and present in those moments. And finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, building healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be slip-ups and setbacks along the way. Don't beat yourself up if you find yourself scrolling for hours on end. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Here's a real-world example that hits close to home. I used to be glued to my phone while hanging out with friends. I'd be checking my notifications constantly, missing out on conversations and the genuine connection we were trying to build. It wasn't until I realized how much I was missing that I decided to make a change. Now, when I'm with friends, I put my phone on silent and focus on being present in the moment. It's made a huge difference. So, remember, folks, technology is a powerful tool, but it shouldn't control your life. By setting those healthy boundaries, you can reclaim your time, attention, and well-being. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles with technology? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on social media using the hashtag #RiceHigherDaily. Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of inspiration and motivation. Until next time, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.